And now it's time for another story of drama and tense emotion. A tale well designed to keep you in anxiety. And here with us again to set the stage for our latest thriller is the noted lecturer and world traveler, Commander Neville Putney. Commander, I assume you've reached into your amazing file and brought forth another tale well designed to keep us all in anxiety.
Yes, indeed I have, young man. It's a true story of two young men who set out on a madcap adventure, never dreaming it was destined to bring them face to face with anxiety. The central figures in today's tale were a pair of daredevil aviators, Brad Lunsbury and Thad Goftus. They were seeking fame and fortune by flying a single-engine biplane around the world nonstop when disaster suddenly struck. They were forced down somewhere in the Pacific near the Philippines, and it was several days after they swam to a nearby desert island that Brad first spoke of their terrible plight.
We've been here 3 days now, Thad, and I'm afraid that means our plight is more terrible than we thought. If our last Mayday signal on the radio had been heard, I'm sure that someone would have been here by now.
I'll try not to give up hope, Brad. We could only report that we were bailing out over a desert island somewhere near the Philippines. Could take rescuers quite a while to cover the whole area.
But we don't even know for sure that we're somewhere near the Philippines. There was no time to plot our exact location, so we just made a guess.
True. I hope you haven't noticed that there's nothing out there on the horizon to indicate that we are anywhere near the Philippines.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but I've noticed. There should be other islands in view or passing ships or something. There's just nothing, Thad. Nothing.
I know. I just hoped you hadn't noticed.
I've noticed. I've also noticed that there aren't any coconuts or anything else to eat on this infernal island.
No, I hadn't noticed that. But I'm afraid you're right. That clump of brush behind us certainly doesn't look edible. Neither of us likes fish, even if we were lucky enough to catch one.
So that means half a canteen of water is all we have. And under this blazing tropical sun, how long can that last?
2 days at most, maybe less. Perhaps we should get in that little patch of shade over there. It might keep our thirst from driving us mad until day after tomorrow.
What difference does one more day make? We have to face reality, Thad. No matter how long we hold out, we're never going to be found.
How about that for a bit of tense drama, young man?
Boy, it sure kept me in anxiety, Commander, but you got to tell us how the story came out. Did search planes ever find that little island where Thad and Brad were marooned?
No, but as it happened, they didn't need to. You see, Thad and Brad only assumed they were on a small island because they'd never gone around to explore the other side. Actually, they were on a peninsula within a short walk of the suburbs of Manila.
Oh, Commander, that's ridiculous. How could anybody spend 3 days on the beach, that close to a big city, and not see any sign of life?
Well, it's explained simply enough. You see, they were forced down on a Monday, so of course the area was deserted until the next weekend. That was when 200,000 vacationers from the city came out and took Thad and Brad back to safety with them on the streetcar.
Well, that absolutely is the most preposterous story you've ever made up.
Made up? Why, you young whippersnapper, every story I tell is a factual account that I've brought forth from my amazing file.
Yeah, well, your amazing file's got more lemons in it than a citrus grape.
Well, that'll be enough of that. I'll read the closing announcement, and I'll see to it that you're stripped of your rank and assigned to the boondocks.
Well, okay, after that dud, I sure feel foolish doing this, but I'll give it a try. Friends, be sure to join us next time when Commander Putney will again reach into his amazing file and bring forth a tale well-designed to keep you in anxiety.